Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sota Yud Gimel, and on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells us a really powerful story that when Esau was going, what happened was when Yaakov Avinu was going to be buried in Maaret HaMachpelah, in the tomb of the patriarchs in Hebron, they're all set to bury him, and all of a sudden Esau comes along, and Esau tries to stop the burial, and Esau says that, listen, you already buried Leah there, the remaining spot is mine, because so Yaakov's sons responded, but you sold him the firstborn right. He says, yeah, I sold him the firstborn rights, but I still have my own portion, that I still have my own share of the land. I didn't sell him all my rights. I still inherit like a regular son. I just don't get the double portion. So they said to him, well, they said, no, you sold that also, because Yaakov says, charisili, and which means that you sold it to me. So Esav responds and says, well, then bring me the contract. Show me the deed of sale. So they had to send somebody back to Egypt to get the deed of sale, because they were already at Hebron. So who did they send? They sent Hushim. Hushim was the son of Dan. They sent Naphtali, because Naphtali was an Ayalah Shulchan. Naphtali was a speedy gazelle. So they sent Naphtali back to the land of Israel to get it. Back to the land of Egypt. So at that point, Hushim, who was the son of Dan, said, what's going on? And they said, Esav is slowing us down because he has to get the contract before we can marry him. He said, meanwhile, you have to send somebody back to Egypt, and until that time, my grandfather here is going, the Zaydi is going to be lying in disgrace, but Bizayon. So what did he do? He took a stick and he smacked off Esav's head, and Esav's eyes fell out, and they fell onto the legs of Jacob. So why was it that Hushim was the only one who stood up and attacked Esav? Where was everybody else? Esav was making a tremendous disgrace of Jacob. So the Marasha explains as follows. Everybody else was able to hear. So they were fooled by the rhetoric of Esav. Esav was a fancy speaker. He could speak very well. He had a silver tongue. And he was telling them all these arguments. Mahushim, he wasn't blinded by the false arguments because he just saw the actions. And so ironically, because he was deaf, he could see the truth and he saw what was going on here. That's what the Marasha says. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says something else. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, no, what was going on was that everybody else, the argument started slowly and kept getting higher and higher and higher. But by the time Hushim came in, it was already at this extreme that my grandfather is lying there in Bizayon sometimes, and so that's why he reacted so forcefully. Sometimes that if we're in the middle of the terrible situation, we don't realize how bad it is because it's been building up slowly, slowly, slowly. But if you come in and you just see what's going on, you're just shocked by the just terrible place that we have come to. And that's why Hushim was the one who reacted.